In June that year, the very month the distribution law appeared in print, Wien left the PTR for an extraordinary professorship at the Technische Hochschule in Aachen. He would win the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1911 for his work on blackbody radiation, but left Luhmer to put his distribution law through a rigorous test. To do so required measurements over a greater range and at higher temperatures than ever before. Working with Ferdinand Kurlbaum and then Ernst Pringsheim, it took Luhmer 2 long years of refinements and modifications, but in 1898 he had a state-of-the-art electrically heated blackbody. Capable of reaching temperatures as high as 1500 degrees Celsius, it was the culmination of more than a decade of painstaking work at the PTR. Plotting the intensity of radiation along the vertical axis of a graph against the wavelength of the radiation along the horizontal axis, Luhmer and Pringsheim found that the intensity rose as the wavelength of radiation increased until it peaked and then began to drop. The spectral energy distribution of blackbody radiation was almost a bell-shaped curve, resembling a shark's dorsal fin. The higher the temperature, the more pronounced the shape as the intensity of radiation emitted increased. Taking readings and plotting curves with the blackbody heated to different temperatures showed that the peak wavelength that radiated with maximum intensity was displaced towards the ultraviolet end of the spectrum with increasing temperature. Luhmer and Pringsheim reported their results at a meeting of the German Physical Society held in Berlin on 3rd February 1899. Luhmer told the assembled physicists, among them Planck, that their findings confirmed Wien's displacement law. However, the situation regarding the distribution law was unclear. Although the data was in broad agreement with Wien's theoretical predictions, there were some discrepancies in the infrared region of the spectrum. In all likelihood, these were due to experimental errors, but it was an issue, they argued, that could be settled only once other experiments spread over a greater range of wavelengths and over a greater interval of temperature can be arranged. Within 3 months, Friedrich Paschen announced that his measurements, though conducted at a lower temperature than those of Luhmer and Pringsheim, were in complete harmony with the predictions of Wien's distribution law. Planck breathed a sigh of relief and read out Paschen's paper at a session of the Prussian Academy of Sciences. Such a law appealed deeply to him. For Planck, the theoretical quest for the spectral energy distribution of blackbody radiation was nothing less than the search for the absolute, and, since I always regarded the search for the absolute as the loftiest goal of all scientific activity, I eagerly set to work.